I'm sure many of you have seen the YouTube video or the news coverage of the sad case of BC teenager Amanda Todd, the young girl that showed the story of her bullying on a YouTube video with the style that the young folks like to use now, cue cards, and talking about how when she was 12, I believe, flashed her breasts on a webcam, and then that was used as a launching board for many years of bullying. This young girl, Amanda Todd, has since killed herself. Why does it take a case like this to all of a sudden to have people pay attention to bullying? You've got the three sides of bullying. You have the group of people that say, she should be tougher than that, where the parents give her a good kick in the butt, don't let her bother you, fight back, all that sort of stuff. Then you have the group that will say, if it doesn't affect me, I'm not going to worry about it. And then, of course, the families of children that are being bullied, boys or girls, and, of course, the bulliers themselves. It's interesting to see how school divisions, law enforcement, the courts, all the talking heads will look at this case now and say, could we have done something? There are many anti-bullying programs across the United States and Canada that may work and may not work. This YouTube video has inspired thousands of emotional responses from people across North America. And all I want you to say is, think about bullying a little bit. It's something that needs to be done. The old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, isn't true. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.